I came to teach you love, for the many mansions of life already formed by God cannot abide the evilness and sickness your technologists would bring out into space. There is a ban, a quarantine on Earth, until all people, of their own free will return to the Creator. Your surrender is not to me but to something powerful, loving and awesome. And you must surrender your little will in order to follow the greater knowing. Do you not remember the far-flung mansions, precious ones, the filament and the starry diadems of light twinkling away darkness and fear in realms of glory beyond what you call time? You are presently a three-dimensional physical body with soul consciousness at the fourth level. My role as world teacher was, and is, to prepare you for the fourth-dimensional level of soul love, of higher responsibility as energy living in matter. Your preparation time is over. Stand ready to affirm or deny your spiritual ascension, no matter your earthly religious path. We must go forward now or lose the accelerated opportunity. Beloved of God, I promised long ago to return and not to leave you comfortless. I am here with you now in thought to announce this golden age and encourage your efforts of self-discovery and expansion. Yes, I modeled for you a resurrected body, one of light and beauty. You can have the same. To achieve this state for yourself, all has been made ready. Heed heaven's call and these instructions, then, for when you accept a loving identity that cannot die, by your own choice you will join us in heaven's plan. Now it is time to express love to all your brothers and sisters, not only of this earth but also beyond. You are not alone in this huge universe. Many life forms of varying sizes and shapes abound. Though you are only one blink in the vastness of eternity, you are important in the Creator's mind. Prepare yourself for this cosmic initiation by agreeing to turn within and take hold of the lifeline which will be provided through meditation, prayer and contemplation. Individual and group meditation is the tool for this upcoming age. It comes now so that every soul has the opportunity for the inner truth and the inner certainty. Please use it. The new teachings are not based only upon past religious documents. I do not say this to you lightly, for the past religious teachings have been useful. They have been a necessary part of a divine plan of recollection and remembrance to bring you back to the heart of God, to bring you back to the eternal flow of God's mind and the oneness of all living things. Nonetheless, I say to you today that in their place will come the inner teacher within each soul, which will again be reunited with the Creator and will become the funnel and the channel of love to bring you home again. The church structures as you know them are suspect. I repeat, the church structures and organizations and institutions as you know them now are suspect. God's church is the same church that I spoke of 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem and what every true teacher has spoken to you about in every time period before and since. God's qualities are within you. Be still and listen to their message. As each soul awakens and returns to God through its daily meditation and through its weekly experience of sharing in groups in a prayerful way, the planet can yet be healed and a resurrection of humankind achieved. Those who can expand their belief will advance under my tutelage, but not if you worship me as a dead thing of the past, as the godlike figure your organized churches have made me. Remember, I live and have grown, as well. My love is the Creator's love. My service is an expression of that. Let yours be the same. Hold fast to the voice for Godhood within you and not to earthly rituals and substitutes. Believe your heart. Only listen to the words of priests, rabbis, preachers or teachers who model peace and treat you as an advancing creation of the Almighty. Remember that if they had all been true believers, the salacious religious organizations of pomp and grandeur would not have been started and could not endure. Are their buildings and power used for God's purposes or their own egotistical needs? There is and has been mischief in your midst. There are those grasping for power in the Creator's name and in mine. Do you not dare to see this truth? You must see if you would evolve spiritually. I said you must be born again of the Spirit. That means you must acknowledge God. Cleanse your negative emotions and follow the guidance to an ongoing, higher understanding. This is the last opportunity for that to occur. I invite you to become disciples for a golden age, a new time. All are welcome and forgiven past ignorance, if that is their choice. Let us start over. You are already the Christ consciousness, dear ones, you've simply forgotten. The Christ is the full circle of light which exists in the hearts of all who love our parent. We are moving from an age of structure and form into the golden age of Aquarius, the age of inner knowing. It is the gift of God to all beings. Once again you can be connected directly into the knowing of God's mind through your soul. You will have both physical and spiritual mentors. But if the people on the earth who call themselves your teachers and ministers are not tuned into that higher nature themselves, you must seek elsewhere. Let me be clear that there are teachers of light upon this planet to whom you will be drawn, but their purpose in relating to you is not to formulate an institution to carry forth their own power and glory. Their only teaching function on the planet is to free you from such bondage and to return to you the power of God within you so that you may recognize it and use it in the name of the one God. Anything less than this understanding will create for them karmic, unbalanced effects which will hold back their own spiritual development and advancement. Let every man and woman who calls himself or herself by the name of minister, priest, rabbi, swami, lama, guru or any other teacher in the name of God, receive this notification. Henceforth your only purpose is to find your own inner soul connection and assist everyone else to do the same. The purpose of any church organization, institution or clerical body is not just to foster or continue itself, but rather to free the people to turn within their own soul's church, their own house of God, into their own lordly connections with the higher one known as the Creator. This will create the neglected demonstration of peace on earth. If church bodies or spiritual institutions are not formulated on this principle, then undue suffering will come, cannot be withheld, and must be experienced. Brothers and sisters of the light on this planet Earth, brothers and sisters of the Love Corps, this is your time for that love to be manifested. I came as a teacher, not to establish institutions that take you away from the inner knowing, but to bring you a pattern of personal commitment, personal remembrance and personal inner prayer and meditation to reconnect you with the mind of God. There is no other purpose in my speaking to you at this time. Churches and temples and ashrams and other spiritual organizations are for the expression of heartfelt love, places where love and peace can be manifested outwardly once they have been experienced inwardly. If you choose of your free will to have the inner knower, the voice of God, then truly I say to you, you are the teachers and ministers of God's only church, which is everywhere present through direct experience. Therefore, by your choice and willingness you are free to leave any ritualistic organized body which does not assist and support this plan, no matter what name it bears, who founded it, or what reputation it may hold in the world today. You must fall away from any organization that would prevent your inner knowing of God, your own intuition and soul certainty. This is my advice that I gave 2,000 years ago: seek ye the kingdom of heaven within. I repeat that statement to you now with every fiber of my love and devotion to you. I say unto you again, my beloveds, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven within. Listen quietly to the small, still voice of the holy power which was given you by our loving Creator. Remember your eternal identity as beings of light, love and goodwill, truth and wisdom, and be joyful as you recall once more your true identity as the children of God. I say to you that the parent which created your spirit placed you here with an opportunity to live in flesh while still remembering your origins, to become peace on earth. Now you are returning through that flesh body's experience back to the higher, invisible realms of the greater body I demonstrated in the resurrection. This is your pattern. It is your gift from God which can never be taken from you but which must be chosen and selected by your own free will. I beseech you, once again, as your brother in Christ, Christ is the light of God, Christ is the remembrance of who you really are, to enter the new age as a teacher of light and a listener to the inner truth. For this is your identity forever and ever. Do not let it be buried or disguised by any religious dogma, institution, or organization presently on this earth. Peace is our God expression. Love is our path. Once again, I urge every minister, guru, priest, rabbi, teacher or member of any institution that calls itself spiritual to heed this warning. Take your members into their own inner soul space. Help them find the God within. This is your function with them, that they may each find their inner connection to God. You have no other purpose here. If you are not fulfilling that function, but are acquiring and piling up a storehouse of monetary holdings that you are not sharing among the poor people of the world, change right now. If you are constituting a body of power in which you hold the little human lives as unimportant, then I warn you that you will pay the consequence for continued negative behavior. This is the critical time of choice and opportunity for forgiveness of any real or imagined crime against God, humanity, or Mother Earth before the close of Earth's school term. Take it. A vital time phase is coming to a close. Those who have made or will make a commitment to the Love Corps will go forth like a band of physical angels to create the heaven on earth that has always been desired here and which has been denied these past 7 million years by the darkness of ignorance and evil. Those on your earth whose souls are open to the remembrance and demonstration of God's love will know the glory of the Creator in the physical world and in the evolutionary process we are all following into higher realms. You will all be glorified in spirit. Your hearts will know love and joy, and your minds will be peaceful and able to perceive the highest teachings as you journey into the stars. You must understand that no spiritual entity who has not reached a high level of love and compassion and caring for all of life can be allowed to go into the stars. It is forbidden to send the evil of this planet out to greet your brothers and sisters of the light from other planetary systems. Limitations are therefore placed upon this earth by God's universal laws. No one who is not of loving spirit will be allowed to go very far beyond this planet with violent warlike intention. The choice is upon you. Remember who you are. Look at the religion in which you participate and ask yourself if it teaches you to go within and then know God above all things. If it does not, do you belong there? To those of you who have been agnostic or atheistic because of the hypocritical teaching of the churches, I say that you may not be allowed into the kingdom of heaven simply as a reaction against what is unsatisfactory. You must now choose to go within yourself and to make contact there in meditation with the higher nature of your own being, and with God's commandments. To do less places you in jeopardy. Therefore, as of this day, let it be known that all on planet Earth are invited home through the inner teacher of their own souls and the invisible spiritual teachers of that creative force which sent life out. Return now in peace. Return to that force and that source which breathed us all into existence. Do not merely read about God's message. Live it. Then you can call yourself a minister. Then you will bring peace to Earth. Officially educated or not, any soul who is drawn to the sharing of love and demonstration of peace is automatically in God's love corps if this is desired. What an opportunity, what a joy! Will you come forward as a volunteer now? The love corps needs you, each and every one. And so we ask and await your reply, dear ones. My personal blessings, and those of all your spiritual teachers, touch your soul this very day. It is so. And in that act comes joy everlasting. In the Creator's name, then, we leave on the wings of truth but our so-called lives on in your heart now. What has been joined in peace lasts forever. Amen, amen and amen.